We have a show edition. Because of my expert planning, I have mistakenly included John Tatey on the show.
It's never a mistake to include.
Not mistakenly included you, but I wasn't sure. I think we mentioned last week, hey, come in and we'll do the wrap-up of the primaries.
And I have been boning up on my politics history all day.
I'm only
going to get 10 minutes.
You can stay as long as you want. You might find the rest of the conversation engaging.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
But we have extreme weather going on. As you can see, it's moving through parts of northern Chicago, the suburbs of Waukegan, up in southern Wisconsin, Kenosha. So we're getting reports from all over the Chicagoland area. 312-981-7200. Also parts of Indiana. If you're getting extreme weather, we want to hear from you. We want to make sure you're okay. I know there are reports of hail. There are some tornadoes have been reported in parts of Illinois. So please give us a call at 312-981-7200. Welcome to Illinois, my friend.
Wow. Jeez. Now tell me what you were telling me about peppers before we went on the air.
So there's a lot of pizza in the green room, including pizza from Pat's. We have Pat's Pizza. Thank you, Representative Sarah Feigenholtz, for bringing us some pizza. And there's broccoli on my pizza, which I'm like, yeah. I've got it. That is going to be
crazy.
My vegetable intake. Yeah. But I love that. And a little bit of chicken, got my protein.
Yeah, no, these pizzas are made specifically for Patty, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I actually find green peppers on my pizza. Neither one of these have green peppers. I find green peppers to be offensive on my pizza. So those of you enjoying your primary night celebrations or consolation prizes and having pizza and you have green peppers on them, I find that offensive.
Yeah, but what about...
They're not done. It's a pepper that's not done. It is not finished. It has not become its full self.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
Do you not like it at all?
Not even a little bit.
She was pretty clear the first time through.
Well, no, but I'm thinking like a beef. Because don't they put green peppers in there or something?
Not on my Italian beef.
But did you know this, Esmeralda, that green peppers are just peppers that haven't turned red yet?
I didn't. I actually learned that from Patty. Mm-hmm. And then I asked other people because I didn't believe
it. And what did they say?
I think someone did say, yeah, no, that's true.
Now, I am looking...
I like that someone said, someone affirms Patty, so they confirmed mine.
I did look up, while the intro was playing, I did look up bell pepper on the Wikipedia, and it does confirm what you say, Patty,
mm-hmm.
but it also says that the permagreen variety of bell pepper stays green even when it's ripe.
So there are green peppers
that stay green.
Someone was tinkering with that pepper
right.
and said...
Those ungodly peppers stay green.
I shall never grow up.
I'm glad
it's
I could
like,
show up to
oh,
derail.
They're like the veal of peppers. They're not ready to go yet.
We're supposed to be talking about weather and politics, and I'm here talking about vegetables.
This is important. I think that the mutation of peppers and picking them when they're too young, I think this plays right into a lot of politics. I think our agricultural friends.
Oh, does it? Okay.
And
to
weather. I think the weather right now with this heavy rain, people are planting their gardens.
I can't believe John's going to leave. I mean.
What is Agriculture Day? It is National Agriculture Day, so this is actually pertinent.
For 47 more minutes,
yes.
We're celebrating agriculture.
Your green peppers are not supposed to stay that way.
Huh.
Unless they've tinkered with it.
I believe you. I was so astonished to learn this, though.
I can't.
I did not believe you until I had it confirmed on the internet.
I, like many people, there's a reason behind my distaste for green peppers.
What's that?
I used to eat them in huge volumes as a child. I used to eat them like apples.
Ugh.
Exactly. So I have a personal hatred.
Isn't it funny how those like wrong eating as a child can stay with you for life?
Yes.
Like I, as a child once got this terrible stomach bug after eating ham. I don't think it was because of the ham, but it was after eating ham. And I just don't really like ham all that much since then.
I had that with pineapple. I ate too much of it.
Which goes with ham very well. I'm sad for both of you.
No, yeah. I eat it again.
You'll eat a big ham.
Between the two of us, we'd have a meal.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. Like split pea soup with ham? Can't do it?
You know, if it's in other things, I can tolerate
it.
I just don't like
ham?
I don't like it. When it's Christmas, we have the Christmas ham. I'm just not into it.
Hey, you don't have to convince me. I told you. Pizza with green peppers? I can't.
What about pizza with pineapple?
I like that.
That I love, yeah.
Pizza with anchovies, though. So we're really talking to somebody who has a very strange, not even a low bar.
Seriously. You need to order an anchovy pizza because I would like to try it.
Okay, I have to bring it from a place I know.
What is wrong with all of you? I just need to be the voice of reason.
You know what? I am not biased until I try it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
then
sounds
I need to try it twice. And if I don't
smells
like it
terrible.
Then I'm out. I've never had it.
It looks completely unappealing.
Well, how can it look unappealing? Everything on a pizza can...
Oh, everything on a pizza looks lovely. Pepperonis are sexy to me. Those look beautiful.
Now I can't talk to you. Anymore. How does a pepperoni look sexy?
It's those nice, bold, round, red dots. They look full of vigor.
Yeah.
No, I'd say salami is sexy. Not pepperoni, though.
Well, you're drawing a pretty fine line there.
Pepperoni's like the cheap cousin.
I want to know why salami is sexy.
We want your vote. You know what?
What's the sexiest pizza topping?
We've been talking about the elections all day. Now it's time to vote for the sexiest pizza topping. Everyone, I'm sure. And by the way, the turnout was so strange. Nobody covers 2016 like 720. Justin Kaufman had this great panel in here, and I'm like, I don't like green peppers. We also do have severe thunderstorms. There are warnings for East Central Will County in northeastern Illinois, northeastern Kankakee County in northeastern Illinois, and also southwestern Porter County in northwestern Indiana, Lake County in northwestern Indiana, and that goes until 11:45. There are severe thunderstorm watches from 10:15 until 3 a.m. Wednesday, March 16th. For Boone, Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Ford, Grundy, Iroquois, Kane, Kankakee, Kendall, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. And we'll keep you updated on all of those warnings throughout the evening. Again, we also have severe thunderstorm warnings for Kankakee and Will counties, and that's going on throughout the evening. So we have to make sure that everyone knows. By the way, check out Tom Skilling. I know WGN TV is also covering this and making sure that you know how to be prepared. If there is imminent danger, you need to be ready and know what to do next. John, as a new mom? As a new dad?
Wow, as new parents? Must be a very new mom.
You're so very new. As new parents, do you have like a disaster evacuation plan for you and the baby?
Jeez, no, we better make one as soon as I get home.
Can you get him a go bag, please? Have we not spoken about disaster preparedness?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Don't you just grab that baby and run?
That's one of the situations. Are you in an apartment or a home?
A home.
Okay, so you have easy access. It's not like a second floor window.
That's right.
You don't need like an emergency ladder.
We have a number of available exits. Yes.
And you've already plotted that out in your mind.
Well, it's not that complicated a house. Yeah, I think we can do the math.
Okay, good. But just grab, like she said, that's actually all you need to do.
Or if need be, just throw the baby out the window, but make sure someone's there to catch it.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Or a big blanket to
I
catch
can't
the
tell
baby.
You how we have a second floor deck, and then we have a first floor deck that goes out farther than the second floor deck. And I can't tell you how many times I've had this nightmare thought of what if there's a fire on the second floor and the exit to downstairs is blocked? We have to go out that way. And I picture myself getting ready to catch the baby as my wife drops it down to me from the second floor. So I picture that very scenario many times.
Fire ladder.
Yeah, we have to get one of those.
You do.
Yeah.
Just hooks on the edge of the deck.
It's a wooden deck, though. Is that legit?
Yeah.
Still?
Why are you asking? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Zoning
I feel
laws.
Like maybe the deck's going to go up in flames if we take any time to get the ladder.
If it's in the house, you should have. Is your bedroom right on the deck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah, just out the window.
Okay. Well, see, I'm glad we worked out this plan.
I'm glad. See,
it wasn't much
stayed?
Of a service to the rest of the listeners,
it
but
absolutely
I'm all
was.
Set.
You don't. They also know that I'm a little paranoid.
Yeah.
Better paranoid than not ready.
That's right. Better paranoid than dead.
I wasn't going to say that. That's a little drastic.
I learned a lot in this first segment. Thank you to you both.
You're welcome. Green peppers, not done. John, will you stay with us and hang out and meet Representatives Martwick and Feigenholz?
You know what? I am going to give way to the expert panel.
Scott Stantis. All right, then. We are going to talk more election night results, primary results, and the senior. No, I'm sorry.
We've said it for a long time.
The editor-in-chief for the Grand Poopah. I like what I like what Craig has titled.
I like any
here.
Title that has the syllable poop
Commander-in-chief
in it.
Of the AV Club.
That's good, too.
That's John Tatey. Find him on Twitter, at John Tatey, and at the AV Club.
At avclub.com.
Isn't it? But at VA Club.
Oh, on Twitter, it's at the AV Club.
Yeah, you're all particular about
your
titles.
Just skip that and go straight to avclub.com on your computer box.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live right now.
I know, I can
Kristen
tell.
Kristen Decker
There's
just
this
working it.
Person with a selfie stick just prowling
Isn't
around
that
the studio.
Great? No, but it was. See how we kept it all very natural until I broke that wall. Thank you, John Tatey. After this,
thanks, Patty.
By the way, give us a call 312-981-7200. We want to know what your weather is in your area, and we also want to talk to you about the voting that you all, I'm sure, absolutely did, except in my neighborhood. More after this, 720 WGN. It's pretty late.